Birmingham elections are coming up on August 22nd. Ask Birmingham business owners what they want out of city leadership, and it turns out it's a lot of the same things residents want: local investment into the city. They want nice libraries and good schools, and as Stephanie Rebman, managing editor of the Birmingham Business Journal, tells WBHM's Gigi Duban, they want it to be easy to do business in the city.
Well, some of the challenges we're hearing from business owners is they are looking at the cost of operating in Birmingham versus in the suburbs, and they are having a hard time finding where to go through the permitting process, and they're also finding that the licenses in the city are more expensive than in other places.
And so business license fees being higher, that's a deterrent. Are there other things besides sort of the rules being unclear?
A business owner wants to be sure they are headed into a strong and vibrant city. And that's where a new elected official will come into play. They need to be sure that job creation continues, that the vibrancy of the city and the high appeal of the city continues. I mean, we have national publications looking at us, and we want to keep up that that interest.
Are business owners saying that they would like to see a change in city leadership?
They're not necessarily saying they want to see a change. They are saying they want to see some things changed. For example, a lot of business leaders cite the education system being unequal.
When businesses decide that it's just too much of a hassle and too expensive in terms of the licenses and other things to set up shop in Birmingham, what's the cost to the city?
Well, the city loses opportunity for job growth. The city loses the sales tax revenue. The city loses a positive growth image, and it's very easy for a business to pick up and look at Hoover or Homewood or any of the other dozens of municipalities and just move down the street or move a mile away.
On the other hand, there's been tremendous growth and revitalization downtown. We're seeing new businesses there open up all the time. So might businesses just keep on saying, hey, it costs a lot and it's sort of a headache, but it's worth it?
It's definitely worth it because of the vibrancy around downtown and the Birmingham area right now, because people are moving down there. They want to move down there with Publix opening up. And I've heard business leaders talk to me about how they live downtown and they don't have to leave downtown to get their groceries, to get their dry cleaning, to get pretty much any sort of service they need. And because of that, it is worth it to open up shop downtown. There is a base for business.
What have you heard business owners say that they want out of city leadership?
In a recent piece that we put together, we talked to several business leaders, and a lot of them say they want whoever is in office to invest in the future of Birmingham, whether that is in a library or the education system. A lot of them say the education systems in Jefferson County are unequal, and they would like Birmingham City Schools to be just as good as, say, Mountain Brook and Vestavia.
Stephanie Rebman is the managing editor of the Birmingham Business Journal. Stephanie, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you very much.